The original song, there is a cover. It's by Keith Townsend. It's called Little Is Enough.
So I've just been writing like crazy stuff here. So I'm just going to like jump into this, and it could be, you know, accompanied by music if we get a riff going here, whatever. So the first thing I wrote, for God knows what reason, is the foolishness we create through love is the closest we come to greatness. Boom, boom. Then there's a little haiku called Morning. The granite slope beneath the twin oaks, the day that lies before you. But then there's some gaze at the oak. I'm transfixed. I live now in Melrose, and it's pretty abysmal in certain socio-political ways. But in terms of nature, I have a panoply of great oak.
You guys made CNN the other day.
CNN.
Melrose Pass and the Weather Channel,
too. Oh, because of the great floods of Melrose.
Well, the great floods already.
That was me. I had the garden hose.
CNN.
I just put a few extra garden hoses in my usual hookup, and I flooded the bastards out.
All of a sudden, it's labeled the great floods of Melrose.
Yeah, exactly.
That is very good. Excellent.
All right, this is called a peon, not like peen.
Are you doing extracurricular drinking there?
I have no other regular curricular drinking.
It's not P-E-E-I-N apostrophe. Ralph, you can appreciate this. It's peon.
Peon.
Thank you. To Twin Oaks. Gaze at the oak. Think of my lover. Hips start to twitch. Gaze at the oak, quake in my solitude, heart starts to bleed. There you have it. All right. I'm going to go on until you tell me, until I get like that warm, wet tomato upside my cheek.
Warm, wet.
No, I'm just kind of coming.
Oh, just like a musical intro. There you go. Thank you.
No, play.
Yeah, read and play.
Some live for email, but let's talk of X, Y, and Z mail. Oh, gee, here's the sun. Let's call it Glee Mail. All right, I told you, it's wacky.
Glee Mail.
Glee Mail. I'm all for Glee Mail. Fuck the email. Okay. Studying and exulting in the jigsaw that is the bark of a sycamore. A divine design will speak to us all.
Divine design.
We'll speak. All right, play some, because this is like wacky shit.
You finish reading the Hemp Notebook, I want you to read the Hardware Store poem.
All right.
That hardware store
is
so cool.
Okay. All right, here we go. This is like a series of haikus. Tonight in Harvard Square, the slow-moving scarlet underlit clouds are decidedly unacademic. Tonight in Harvard Square, there is talk of problems with translation, with the subtleties of Arabic, with the fleeting looks of lovers, thin and meaty. And then again, we're hopefully supine with scents of garlic and ginger from the latest fusion restaurants wafting above our glances. I don't know.
Why, you filled that in? Did you fill it all?
Yeah. And 8 hours of sleep a night is dandy if this dream builds you up off his interpretations. Kicks an image you can chew upon. I don't know. Well, anyhow, I should pass the baton on to the readers.
You read fragments, now read.
All right, I'll read a couple poems and pass it along. You want to
eat six of your poems.
Right.
Because six is my
number. I'll read this hardware store.
That's
all right. It's called Hardware Store.
You got shovels.
Yeah, you got the fucking shovels, you got the snowblowers, you got the wood screws, you got the machine screws, you got the galvanized carriage.
Hardware store.
I was telling
you that.
Yeah.
I told you a funny story about wood
shovels.
I was playing through that story.
All right. All right, it's called Hardware Store. John has been married for 60 years, and tonight Catherine lies in the hospital with mortality and death, and he too. It scares the shit out of both, and John's eyes turn inward, grow moist and glassy, as he confides to me in the doorway of the engine repair shop. It's coming out like black motor oil. They ever hooked up to a bag of something like wallpaper paste. I've seen a lot and given death some thought and, Christ, I don't know. I guess it's her time soon, my time soon. I guess it made sense. But why isn't it as simple and precise as the order we create? Keys lined up, each to each. Lever guided down, steel cut. Other established once and forever.
Alright. So you still got it at a store or
what? Hardware.
Hardware.
If we don't have it, you don't need it. If God don't say it, we can't love it. Here's a little video.
This is my little donut.
See, Joe's digging to the top and blue, and I love the top and blue.
I'm an established comic dude, just like MC.
Joe got through Connecticut. Where was fun?
Pissed out on that highway until I got an $80 fine. I told that state cop, he said, well, you got it yourself. I said, you need to send my fine. Oh, well, give him up. hey, me out to jail. Don't let me make no bail. I said to him, yeah, you're getting pretty mean. Look me right in the eye, he said, fuck you. I'm just staying calm about
it. Men are known for lies.
True story going back to 1976.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, true story. You got my lips.
Tonight, we put the cost ahead. Bring the time, kick our heads.
I wake up in the morning, it feels like I had to get kicked. Even on these lips.
But they say there's more poetry to be read. So we met, look to Mr. Soulard before we're dead. Who's ever next, please take the poll. Shred. No, of course there's no list. But read it. No, of course.
It's kind of.
So what do you got?
I don't remember seeing that option. I forgot that you have options. What are they?
You said the two options are either A, okay, I'll read, or B, fuck you.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's good. Yeah, we're reviewing the protocol.
Yeah.
When I say it's your time to read, you either say yes, okay, or B,
right,
fuck you.
Right.
So,
yeah. Okay.
And well, you don't actually have to say fuck you. You could say no, sir. I defer not to.
Right.
But you don't have to use the sir. I'm not really a sir. I might be a sirrah.
K-sirrah?
Yeah.
No sirrah.
So, anyway, it's your turn to read, and you respond.
Yes, I will.
All right. Play it, G.
A light evening. This is the first quarter when we celebrate the death of love's innocence. It peaked some time ago. It peaked at the moment where skin scarred with the mason to desire. It peaked with sin's maiden care. It peaked when I called out your name, joined at the syllable with an idolatrous adjective of respect. This is the first quarter, the quarter when slivered moon meets us and desire is den. Okay, number two. An intonation whispered in the coal, an intonation of you. Number three.
For this is our credo. The credo of monastics gone terribly awry.
Monastics?
Yeah.
Gone terribly awry.
Those of us who live in the thickets of Lissom Deer, those of us who have penetrated to the alone, we in the groves of molding oak leaves, we live by sight, we live by the press of tongue to cheek, we live by the austerities often mistaken for excess. We live by what we know to be there, two creatures, flesh, vein, the actual moment, it is here. Oh man, Rick, you almost went orgasmic on that one.
I have brought a change of clothes, thank you. Okay.
We dwell in unspoken times, you and I. The pauses between breath and command hold within its potent infinitude, you as all, me as an atom, within that all, a pool absorbed into ether, and I wonder, reduced at your feet, what plans, what thoughts. But I am reduced and ready.
Hit me, Mommy.
One of these days I'm just going to do that in a poem, you know? You, who pierced my interior, you on sweat-laden nights, where our salts mix and meld, taking on an aroma which is neither yours nor mine. You, who with gaze cuts, separates sinew from soul, you, whose essence exists in husks of habaneros on this Pacific night.
Yeah!
That was a good one. Yeah, yeah. That was a fucking culmination of some shit there, man.
Good. Habaneros? Excellent.
Yeah.
Habaneros.
What
does
that mean? Hot peppers. Oh, okay.
Really hot peppers.
All right.
A letter on love must sparkle with glittering music, must be loose with laughter and curiosity, must dance the wilder between its every inevitable droop, must consider its opening list of imperatives and grinning cut them free. Written in an empty courtyard where once I sought you among the pink cheeks and the clatter, this letter on love confesses all my gods to you, one and all, freak tornadoes of art, and lays before you this prayer and plea, listen, understand. Our love's still a fragile stone, yet tonight you asked me to write a letter on love, asked me with hope and uncertainty, wondered what I might do with my black pen and yellow paper when I promised you filled sheets by dawn, by the morrow's bright renewal. I wish to do for you what packs of dreams preach at me, teach you to teach me of love's mutual gifting, of the righteous kiss sparking the night with ecstatic neon simultaneity. Listen, understand, a letter on love twined with fingers, shared breath, dreams of empty beach utopias, dreams of you in chambers carved for loving, dreams of many eyes that have passed by leaving streaks of memory, dreams of letters on love that press through delight and daydream into our first midnight watched, shared, remembered, watching the full moon blow slowly across the sky, the door manifesting between us, we walk through, meet each other, smiling, burn this letter to ash. She approaches music often, opens the window, pushes the lace aside for view of the garden, the bridge beyond, the ocean soundlessly far, turns back to me approaching music, this time her strumming blue eyes, black silk pajamas unbuttoned to the tummy. I toss my fingers toward her, run some riled air her way, raw with want, pending culmination. She is approaching music now as she is approaching me, trembling a dram of power back along the waves' riled air. Come to me, my other. Your other awaits. Come to me, my love. Your beloved awaits as we kneel before each other, compressing and heating the air between us. Carnal greed for a new kind of freedom. As I push your black silk pajamas away from your shoulders, sudden conflagration. The least beginnings of a joined scripture. within each other, riding the waves of bliss, sending them on through the garden and over the bridge to the ocean, hopping a message atop these waves from our moment, the way she makes bliss with my young kiss, to tussling and tremble of orgying spray and waves, the metal-framed bed creaks as we receive the pulses of rhythm, the ocean chants back, and we hurry and slow to modulate, oh my love, I haven't found my home, but here within us, this room, the lace madly swishing with waves sent from colors and received from noisy glee. There is this moment expanding deeper within itself as we swell together to bursting, heart shattered and shipwrecked. On that shore in the distance, we fall into each other, music trailing away, arriving somewhere intended but unnamed.
Mention of beds and lovemaking is good. And there was, he didn't use the word creek.
Creek?
Creek.
This one is called For Lainey, First Day of Spring. A crown of lilies for your blonde head, my love. 23 kisses, maybe 24. The sunshine of nearing days beckons us. Upon your head this crown, blue eyes smile, I wish to serve you. Blue eyes waver, you wish to receive me. A hill of grass deep in the woods, where there is human quiet, while other things hum and buzz and prowl. I unbutton your robe to kiss your throat. First day of spring, we've been weaving together since autumn, now blooming and rising. An oak tree beneath which we drink water and eat cheese and kiss lightly. Letters, not sentences at a time. The sunshine massages your toes as they curl with passion's delight. Yes, my love, this pleasure all for you. A rugged old blanket beneath which we lie as fingers tap flesh, as knowing coalesces, accumulating music, breaching love, a dance, a dream. Fear when every door opens, still our shadows release us slowly. The air between us is warm as we quiver. Then still, you must have me closer and learn this better dance anew. I must lead you without a word of coercion, eyes crossed, eyes closed to all but this moment, your cheek on my chest. Our heat carries news to the hillside around us. Saplings and critters watch our frenzy, no longer fear. Just fellow critters with need, no fuss but being alive, and the compulsion to build, to house, to create, to continue. Hungry for nurture and worship, you release your garments to one side. Here you are, a test, a study, a star, and me less to possess your body than to share your spirit, to learn you like water, like music, like sunshine. Our afternoon dwindles as we approach notes low and high, as we knit more complexly and kiss more familiar, as we try to twine a cry to the clouds, a heavy breath to the earth, as I hold you still, days later, you smile and nod.
Love realized or love fantasized? Yeah. Question from the peanut gallery.
From the peanut gallery.
Those peanut throwers will always tweet. Old Scully Square.
Wait, hold on. Okay, the fourth one is in my notebook. It's not yet in archived. Jerry, behind you is a black bag. Within the black bag is a silver...
It's a white goose.
No, silver helmet.
And the goose will fly away. It's going to kill him.
See it?
You want to see a guy who would call us a room to...
So, a gray notebook. A gray pad.
Yeah, the white goose.
It's heavily...
It's a tan man with a German revolver.
Mark, help Jerry.
Saying,
oh, never mind.
Your money.
Sufficiently help.
What do you see him say? Oochie mama. Oochie mama. Get out of my dad's door.
Okay. This is the fourth of the four. Return to love, the theme, right?
Return to love.
Okay. Just double check.
Return to love. Return to love.
I think everybody agrees.
Return to love.
Are there any protestations? Are there any desires to maintain hate?
Are there like forces against love here?
Yes. Yeah,
in this room, there, I can feel no. The thing is that after. I want to kick it over down after it would happen to Bush.
There will be for sure that we can have it later.
In China, they call it
the
elephant Little Bush.
A little Bush? A little Bush can be a nice thing, let me tell you.
Little George.
Little George. Something you said for a little Bush. What? I was thinking about Bush, you're thinking about penis.
No, I said,
it all depends on where your mind is at.
No, I think a little Bush will be something. A little George Bush will be. Big guy that fucking bombs a fucking.
I would rather think of naked women than the president. I'm sorry.
I'm just hitting the two little Bush. Little
I like when they're shaven. I like when they're bushy. It's all up to them. It really is up to them, you know, shaven or bushy.
I'm so upset about.
Tongue rings.
He supposedly elected. I'm so upset about the supposedly elected president. It does for this damn country.
Oh, no! No pounding, Jim. No pounding. You're about to pound.
Great. Watch out, department. We're done. We need words.
Okay.
Pointed words. Get a pointed.
I'll try. Okay. Here's the fourth of the four poems on love. So here we go. Ready? Return to love. Okay. This is called Music for Lady. Evening. Time of blue fancies and risen growls. All is vulnerable. Wasp and nectar alike. And who wakens only now kneels before nothing. She does not bid for attention. She glows blondly. She summons the moon for word of a new rampage. The ancient gleam, an emphatic way. Dream beyond death. To awaken still dead. To walk as one has many times before, but with a difference. To kneel before nothing, she carries her baskets of stars throughout the night. One perceives her as hungry but saving laughter, servants assembling round the righteous. Heartbeat amplified through hope, just listen, it's hers. Princess of dark passages, muses of endless silent nights, mistress to those who long to shape sound with their fingers, for those who long to, even more for those who know how. Evening, time of bluer fantasies and driven prowls, all exudes more utterly, star-bright hopelessness. Then a silence, then another note, and another, and she returns again. She really does. This time blondly, it seems, chalice of light, feathers of shadow. To begin again by any means, fire, forgetfulness, freedom's seeming sacrifice. To begin again now, but with a difference. To look toward her, estimate into her trailing hues, the exciting strum of her possibilities, servants eager to clear the land. Heartbeat amplified through hope. She moves newly danceful, accumulating, deepening. Blonde music learned to listen. Watch it teaching itself. Her glance draws impressions across my heart, my world. She leaves words and gashes and a familiar touch. Evening. Longing to jitter the blue hues, to mingle in amber and blonde. What will prove dangerous are the moments on high shelves. The gusts, snapping spray, the moments of blonde imperiousness and fatalism. Impish too, kittens and critters galore. To awaken, to begin, gather the curves and summon the notes, utter the several blondest words known, and hope, and more, and hope. Receiving her dew makings, her sunrise hurryings, and then she slows, panics, then learns to flow, blonde mullings, heartbeat delighted, daisies, silly delirium, giving to something that which is something's. What matters is how she holds the pitcher of water, arranges the lilies, what she may be thinking, smiling, adjusting the curtains, fussing, then returning to bed to embrace to one moment's lingering safety.
Yeah.
And a cat curl up with you.
Yeah.
That was really
thanks.
Curl with
the cat.
Like a fucking wave.
All right. Who's that?
You want a pearl necklace? You want a pearl necklace?
Have you ever given a woman a pearl necklace? No. Yeah? I never have. I'd like to.
Is that open?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's when you jizz around the neck, right?
Or around the breast.
About what?
Around what? I heard around the neck. That's why it was called nipples. Am I wrong? Pat. You gave her Paul Metcalf.
We're gonna do the wave.
Oh, really? There's
always
a planet
who would build the wave.
Stand up
before
your arms up, and then.
Yeah.
Swallow is
good.
Swallow is good.
I think the wave failed. The wave crashed.
Alright,
that's fine. I saw that snippet of the wave. It was in the wave.
Were you there?
I did see it.
But when come on my way?
It was a parenthesis in the wave.
Because
they did the
joke.
Well, it depends on where you're at.
Okay.
I think we should
buy.
Well, let's see. Was the 21st
century?
Hanging out in bars. I don't know.
The
nutmegs. We're all nuts. We're all nutmegs. I off the maze. Big nuts. Get the key part. Don't have to go with the maze. There are highways. Construction. If you're afraid, there's deconstruction.
I'm not the
blue one. You've got the cones. And they're orange.
Well,
I'm American. There ain't a damn word that rhymes with orange. So I went to the French.
I've never met
the foreign jail.
What's the word you feel?
Jail? Word for jail? Le prison?
Bastille, exactly.
Oh, that's not the word for prison.
Yeah.
It's a prison. But it's the word for prison?
Yeah.
Bastille?
Yeah.
Is it both?
Bastille the prison. Bastille is prison. All right.
Mm-hmm.
No, I was back to that.
Did
team.
I answer you?
So I went. I thought I was in France, but it was really Northern Maine.
What?
I was looking for cheese, and they gave me lumber from Canada.
Yes. So you're not in your head. Just making sure I'm peeing you
lumber.
Yes.
Okay, I'm just checking.
I'm a Union guy. I just wanted honest. Great car, 2x4s. But they gave me Canadian lumber. It's very sad. So I'm ready.
This is called the window. Everything is still complete on the other side. Although the window fell shut sometime in the night. The sky reflected there as flat as a door. In the bleak schoolhouse, my father, without a beard, took his pupils to the lecture and set out to teach why tomorrow was to be for everyone. It was here he first calculated the day's turning. It was here the measurements piled up like the dead with no answer. And he wondered how someone can teach what they're unsure of. Today he's gone 4 years. The half-restored sedan waiting in primer in the garage failed to become more than a broken echo of all that seemed constant in other days. But its screws were loosening from the day it was new, and everything is always briefer than you think. Soon the wreckers will come with their engines moaning, paws in the snow, laughing. They trust what they've been told. I still hold what we never had in common, hope for very long, courage with words, a train in the clouds headed west. But neither of us was good at being young anyway, and it occurs to me now it's mainly the heaviness of our own hearts. toward our own things that we bear alike, even in death. Today is made of granite. What is on the glass is not real. Today my father's hallways are crumbling. But our lives were not made for the taking. They are irreplaceable. All around me the gray pavement is receding. Soon it will be evening. I leave trying to remember what I was supposed to do.
Damn. Yeah, keep going, man.
You don't pull any punches, Jeff.
No, he fucks for keeps.
Why don't I read this?
Okay.
No?
Yep. No, completely your choice.
This is what it looks like on the page. It's kind of like it's weird. It's all broken up. It's called The Story of the Boy Who Goes by the Name of Nonsense. I don't mind.
Come on.
I hope you find these phrases adequate. I would perform my work better, but I was not built in years. Outside my third-story window, a 12-membered ring of children erect a synagogue from shadows and tumble inside. I hear bagpipes playing. All the artists are asleep at their presses. One. After a long, legless day beneath the flashing Citgo sign, the boy with curly brown hair swam most assuredly through the deepest, most uneven tides. And when the words that gave breath to his voyages no longer filled the sails of his dreams, he abandoned all his old ways and turned to burglary, petty larceny, and amphetamines. He would later realize his vessel was just an illusion hiding in the curtains of his room. His friend, the clinging poet, understood why this was anything but funny. The love of a flower girl went right to his head. Don't worry about whom, since they're all one person. What connects such visions is a charged silence. Honestly, I'm not going to read this. It's too long. I don't want to.
That's good. You're on the roll, man.
You sure?
Yeah.
What connects such visions is a charged silence. Deny it all you want, but you know when it's there, and I know that you know. His first poem was called The Ballad of the Modeler. As I recall, it went something like this. Landscapes. Turn them over. Most of what's important sticks. And mankind had no answer. But he was more consumed at the time with sea monkeys, cherry bombs, bang snaps, inventions for the improvement of golf balls, dress shoes, and bookends. He was also writing scripts with no storyline, hallucinating that there were dead men in the compost heap, toward which he could see his girlfriend, sweet Gwenny, approaching with a shovel. By exhuming dead tunes from old songbooks, he sought revelations, the splendor of which you might expect at the place where all religions join paths and end. But his phrasing was always a bit off. When he finished singing, only the silence rose up to meet him. Always looking like he either just woke up or had been up for days, he would host his parties with the rest of the eels, flipping flapjacks in a silver skillet with a tongue wash of benzodrine. You should have known better. We're in the midst of a nugget than to get yourself mortised like planking above these two nervy downbeats, science and art, with no signpost to point your way. And then another poem came to him entitled The Linguist's Heaven Butchered. Heaven Butchered.
Uh-oh, look out, Ralph.
It went as follows, as I seem to recall. Myriad? No! Battery. And then mankind answered back, but he didn't listen. He knew it wasn't his best work. Two. Under the lid of the box of meaning is something about a musician caught between language and song out of love. He knows that everything is what it is, and he refuses at all costs to make anything more out of it. Yet still he wants to have made something solid before he dies. He would give his entire education for a decent ship worth even a millionth of its weight in roguery. A young man in puppeteer school with the nerve to speak about God, he once asked me, "Do you like the Doors?" I said, "I like myself," lit a joint and turned my back on my last friend. Three. With light bulbs for eyes, he came home years later, the sounds of his journey still ringing underfoot, to find the house had long since forgotten him. It was there we would raise our stethoscopes to the whirling moon and diagnose each other as mad, swearing we'd make something out of our youth, but all we made were asses out of ourselves. The elders grew restless in their caskets, but their lives had been nothing more than a deep march into slow graves anyway, and their words meaningless to us. After all, it's their machines that are taking us over. It began with the Gandhi dancers, and will end with the empty caboose with its box of locks. When I was young and still had bones in my cookies, I never imagined anyone could need more grass than the small patch outside my front door. But here's a drowning tip. Open your eyes and find the light. He did, even during those gaps in time when he would pick up the instrument, glistening with each of its fine strings, and his fingers were laced together, unable to build the lowliest of chords, when the lines from his pencil seemed to run off into their own drifting spirals, unintelligible to everyone, including himself, and the sounds in his mind no longer harkened back to anything known or even knowable. They couldn't be sung with a voice or bent with a reed, but merely danced for their own sake, coming together sometimes in Paris in the form of a bird, which he could never quite catch in its unpredictable flight as it trailed off into the hinterlands of his imagination untagged. He was amazed into a language there was no way out of. The more he wrote, the more laughable of his arguments became. But still, tin shacks by the tracks held the promise of diet sprites and Marlboro lights and shoveled eggs with toast, and his mind couldn't have been any clearer before sex, that wonderful rhyme on which all the best ideas go to waste. Since it is, after all, a long road and easier to settle for ecstasy, he moved on quietly through the first shadows of the apocalypse. I remember all these people without coming any closer to understanding them. They were my friends, and he was my best. For Pete Seeger and Henry Ford and minimum wage are complicated enough themes. So let me crawl under this dimly lit altar and speak of unions and salvation until we starve. 5. And here's my concept of memory, since you asked. I woke this morning and thought I smelled the wet paper mache of a newly molded cast. I was 13 again with a broken hand. Later I thought I smelled bad hospital food, and again I was dying with my father. 6. Oh, what's the use? I pull a single tooth out of a bag of heads and wonder why I can't write anything good tonight. But he once said in a one-line poem called On Telling Time that the hard part is knowing where to start from. But I remember clearly when I first met him in a campsite at the bonfire rally in Vermont. Having not slept all night and lying beneath my truck, he jostled me, saying, "Friend, we're saluting the dawn. We've made it from nothing at all. Come, let me show you." While the first geese flew over the tapestry woven down and brought hard to light with not even a match. 7. Perhaps these notebooks will someday begin to resemble notebooks. The symbols scrawled out inside their pages will be precise facsimiles of actual thoughts, if ever such existed. Notions that at one time told of directions yet to be found before all the trees were gone.
Yeah!
Wow.
Wow. That's excellent, Jeff. That kicks ass. It really does.